Well, Kim, thanks for taking us up. Now, we looked around, we didn't see a lot of folks planning, but what could we take from that?
Well, one, I found out after the flight that it's wet. You know, they'd gotten rains up in those areas that we haven't gotten, and so it's still a little wet. You know, we saw the one crew working there on those two fields, probably drying up. You know, we thought about, well, they're planning, not planning now, so they may not be running cattle, but, you know, after talking to some people and Daryl Peel, looks like we are going to have stalkers out there, and the producers are just waiting for it to get dry, and probably right now like it is behind us here.
And it's still early enough that it won't be a problem for those stalkers in the fall?
I don't think so. Not if they got moisture and they got temperature. That wheat's going to come up.
Now, looking at the acreage, how are we looking at canola to mix in with wheat this year?
Well, I think we're going to have more canola than we had last year. I think producers are very interested in a crop that they can rotate. I think they're getting the message that we just can't sell wheat out of Oklahoma if it's got rye or if it's got cheat. In other words, if it's got excess dockage or excess foreign material, we just can't sell it to anybody but the feedlots, and we have to clean up their fields, and canola is a very good crop to do that with.
Now, I understand there's some very special insurance rules, though, with canola as opposed to wheat. How does that work in?
And that's the other thing I was looking at was the, you know, you look, a good rotation is about a third canola and two-thirds wheat. With canola, you cannot get crop insurance if it's canola followed with canola, so you've got to have a canola wheat rotation. And a third, the wheat rotation good for wheat yields is wheat canola, so that's canola every third year. So a third canola and two-thirds wheat will work perfectly on that type of environment, and you're good on the crop insurance.
All right, now the last few weeks we've talked a lot about fund buying and how the funds are sitting in the market, what they're doing in the prices. What's going on this week?
Well, it looks like funds may be spinning their way slowly out of the markets. Okay. You know, as of Wednesday, I saw a number where the funds had liquidated or sold about 15,000 of their 50,000 or 55,000 wheat contracts. If you'll go back to past good price increases or bubbles, if you want to call them that, the funds started slowly moving their way out of the market, pulling in the profit. While the prices were even going up then from specs, right now prices are just wallowing around at the top of the range. Dropped it quite a bit this last week, but it looks like funds are starting to get out of wheat.
All right. Now, I guess the last thing today, there's been a little bit of news out of Australia and Argentina. Not what we were hoping for necessarily, but tell us what's going on there.
Well, it's what they were hoping for. The yields have been increased, or the expected production, total production for both Argentina and Australia. And again, that's another reason I think the fund saw that, and they're coming out of wheat and they're going into corn to a certain degree.
All right, good information as always. Kim Anderson, our resident flyboy.